Has anybody noticed we live in a wicked world? I mean, it's a wicked world. And it's soon coming to a close. Aren't we glad? The Lord is going to come back, and it's not going to be too long. He's going to put a stop to all this nonsense. And He's going to be the one that's going to reign and rule from Jerusalem, and we're going to get to reign and rule with Him. That's going to be a blessed time to think that He's training us to be overcomers, to reign and rule with Him in eternity. And that's going to be our job. That's why He's given us all these trials and tests on the earth, because if you don't have any trials and tests, you can't learn how to do anything. But with trials and tests, you can learn how to be an overcomer. So that's why the King can tell us, in all of the trials and tests I give you, consider it pure joy. Oh, when I'm hurting or I got a problem or something don't go right, it's very difficult when something goes wrong, or if you, one of the things, you're in a hurry to get somewhere, I mean, you're coming to church on Sunday, and you get out in your car and you drive around the corner and all of a sudden your car starts bumping and you say, what is that? And you stop and get out and you got a flat tire. How many of you jump up and say, praise God that I got a flat tire? Yeah, I could hear what... Okay, my wife, she said, praise God I got a husband who knows how to change a flat tire. That's the way it'd be easy to say, praise the Lord, right? If you had a husband who knew how to change a flat tire. But if you were the girl and you were all by yourself, especially if you were dressed up to go to church with high heels, like I could just see my wife said, praise the Lord that I got a flat tire. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm telling you what God told us to do. And He, the Lord, is training us to be overcomers. And that's what I love about Him. He is training us, and without all this trials and tests, you can't learn how to be an overcomer. Now, Jesus said He was an overcomer. And He said, because I was an overcomer, the Father let me sit with Him on His throne. Now, was that a pretty good reward? To get to sit with God on His throne? Well, Jesus said, for all of you that overcome on earth, I will allow you to sit with me in my throne. What a reward. So I consider everything pure joy. I don't care what it is. I don't care what kind of trials and tests I go through. I don't care if everything blows up. You know, I don't care what happens. It's just like the other day, we were down working on the farm, Eldon and I, and we were going to weld some cross beams in a building we just built. So I went over and went to crank up the welder. I checked the welder first. When I checked it, I thought, wow, the oil looks awful thin. I don't know, understand why, but anyway, well, I put the dipstick back in it, and I fired it up. And when I fired it up, it just started blowing gasoline out everywhere or something. I didn't know what it was at the time. Man, I shut it off. I thought, what is this? And I smelled it, and it was gasoline, and the gasoline, the needle and seed had hung in the carburetor, and all of the gasoline in the tank had run into the engine and the oil capacity and had filled it completely full of gasoline. Now, except for the grace of God, that thing should have exploded when it started up. But God was there. He was testing me. And so I shut it off, and of course I realized what the problem was. So I fixed the problem. You know, we fixed the carburetor. We drained the oil and gas out of it. We refilled it with fresh oil and everything. And I said, okay, now it's ready to go. We got the carburetor fixed. It took us an hour or two to do all that. I hit the starter. It started up, just run perfect. I said, oh, praise God, it's working like a champ. Got it made now. I said, thank you, Jesus. Of course, when it did all this, I said, thank you, Lord, for another trial and test. You know, so we got it fixed, and I went over to start the weld, and when I did, I tried to strike an arc, and it wouldn't rev up. And I thought, what is wrong with this? So I tried it again, it still wouldn't rev up. So I went back over there and looked, and one of the wires on the throttle solenoid that causes it to rev up to the right speed was broke off. I said, praise God. I said, Eldon, I'll tell you what, let's do. It's 3 o'clock and we got to drive back to Dallas anyway. So I said, we're going to be dark getting home. So I said, let's just call it a day. I said, obviously God didn't want us to do this today. Or at least, I said, we've had lots of trials and tests this week, haven't we? And Eldon said, you know, Thurman, he said, all has happened to us. I've been with you the last 2 weeks. And almost every day, and he said, every day you've had very significant trials and tests. And he said, I believe God was really testing you. But he said, you know, I never heard you grumble or complain or nothing. You're just praising God, thanking him for all the trials and tests. He said, I believe you've been tested in the last 2 weeks, and I believe you passed all your tests. I said, well, you know, there's got to be something, you know, that maybe I've done that's brought all these tests upon me. I said, Lord, would you mind sharing with me some of the things I've done wrong in the last few weeks that brought these trials and tests upon me? I said, wait a minute, God, that's okay, forget it. Eldon said, what do you mean? I said, well, first of all, Eldon, I don't have a notepad and a pen with me. And so I got a feeling there's going to be so many things that he's not happy with me with that I'd have to write them all down, and I sure couldn't remember them, so I said, just forget it, God, I'm okay. So we just got in the car and come on home. Now, we go through lots of trials and tests, don't we? Do any of you ever have those kind of days? Yeah, you're shaking your head. Yeah, like some of you have those kind of trials and tests too. Well, I want to show you what's available to us today. I want to go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 and 5 to start out with. I'm going to start out in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, 4, and 5. And I want to start there. And then we're going to go to 2 Peter. But I'm going to start in Ephesians. Ephesians 1, 3. Start with verse 3. We'll just go down a few verses. Ephesians 1, 3. And let's see what the Lord says in His Word. How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with a few spiritual blessings in heavenly places. What did he say, young lady? Oh, he blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Oh, no, wait a minute, couldn't be. You know, I mean, if we were Christians and we realized that every spiritual blessing, name me a spiritual blessing, somebody, just one. What is a spiritual blessing? How about salvation? Is that a spiritual blessing? Is that a pretty good one? Oh, salvation's not worth nothing, is it? It's insignificant. You don't need salvation, do you? Oh, I mean, the only alternative, if you don't have it, you just get to go to hell, right? So is it a pretty nice spiritual blessing? Okay, name me another one. What's another spiritual blessing? Healing. Oh, that's not important either, is it? We don't mind being sick or our kids being sick, do we? Oh, we do mind, huh? Now then, He has blessed us with those. Can anybody else name me another one? Deliver. Oh, my goodness. Oh, now, that's not important, to be delivered from the devil. I mean, you know, nobody minds the devil running by and running through your house every day. You know? I mean, just think. How many of these spiritual blessings did God say He's blessed us with in the church? Look at that. Let's read that again. How we praise God. Well, you know, Dave was hollering here a while ago, praise the Lord, and nobody said nothing, except me. I'm on the back row. Some of y'all are saying, because of all these things, should we be praising the Lord?
Yes.
Yes, we ought to praise Him. He gave us these things as a free gift. All we had to do to get these was believe in Jesus. Come into the kingdom of God. Then He says, how we praise God. I think about the times that I used to walk through Sky Chefs when I was working for them. They moved me over there in 95. I spent my last 7 years in the workforce there at DFW Airport. When I'd walk in that place, the first thing I'd do as soon as I walked through the door, I'd say, praise the Lord. I'd walk down the hallways there, praise the Lord. I'd meet somebody before I'd say hi. I'd say, praise the Lord. How you doing today? Everybody thought, this guy's an idiot. You know, there's something wrong with him. You're very glad there's something wrong with me, right? Well, now, I mean, I could tell you another woman that one day thought I was crazy too, though. Oh, yeah, when Terry came to me the first time with her children all sick and I told her what her sin was, she said, I'm crazy. You're crazy. You're an idiot. As she walks out the door, I said, well, young woman, you ask God. He'll tell you I'm not crazy. And, of course, she did, and God told her the truth. And she came back to see me. And lo and behold, it changed her life forever, didn't it, Terry? So praise God there's something wrong with me, right? Now that same thing's wrong with you, isn't it? No, we love it when Jesus gets into us. When we get the Word into us and we learn what's rightfully ours, it changes our lives and everybody's life around us. Forever. But that's what it's supposed to be. So how we praise God. Lord, I just praise you. I'm just going to stop here a second and, Lord, just raise my hand and say, Lord, I praise you. I praise you for the things you do, Lord. You are the mighty God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Lord, I even in all that you've showed me, I still don't have a clue of who you really are and what you can do. But Lord, I've seen you do so many wonderful things for so many people. I praise you, Lord. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And I praise you, Master. Oh, Lord, do I praise you. Lord, this is why it's so easy for me everywhere I go. I praise you. I don't care who's listening or what they're saying. I praise you because of all the wonderful things you've done for us. Lord, let us not be ashamed of you. Let us hide and dwell in that secret place with you. Let us get in the Word with you. And Lord, let us praise you in all the trials and tests you give us because we know they're building our faith, which is making us men and women of God, which is what you want from all of us. Lord, we praise you. Oh, glory to God. How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm because we belong to Christ. Isn't that an awesome verse? How many of those spiritual blessings, Terry, did he bless you with? All of them. Isn't that a shame that the world don't have a clue? But what really gets me is, Terry, the church don't have a clue. We read this and we just read over that. Oh, we sat down to read the Bible. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We don't get excited. We just read right on. It didn't soak in. But when you begin to meditate on it and it begins to soak in, the Holy Spirit there starts slapping you on the chops and saying, listen, son. Listen to what he's done for you. And you get a hold of it. Wow. And then you can start jumping up and down and praising God. Then you can start saying, Lord, I really am healed. Amen. I really am healed. That's one of my spiritual blessings. I really am saved. Did you know Jesus belongs to the whole world? I don't care who you are.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Precious Faith, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.